You're listening to Leadress Live, uncut, uncensored. Welcome to the second episode of Leadress Live, uncut, uncensored. Hopefully everybody's doing well. It's been some time since my first episode, which goes back to, I believe, September, mid-September. And it's been a while, and part of the reason for this delay has been because I've been contemplating over the years of putting together a book. Now, I didn't just want it to be any book. I wanted to portray my life as far as growing up and actually leading a career path into the wonderful world of sales. And I wanted to take it back a bit for some the next generation of salespeople. And my advice to the new generation is sales is not for everybody. There's a lot of careers that come and go, a lot of careers that end because of technology. But I can tell you right now, sales will never, ever end. You see, what makes sales so special compared to other areas and careers is that sales is all about people. If you enjoy working with people or dealing with people of all types of, from all types of backgrounds, okay, then that is just your beginning of a possibility of starting a career in sales. But you also have to be very street smart. Now, I don't want to go into details about all these terminologies, and they'll probably be on another episode. But I just wanted to give you guys a reason why episode 2 is taking such a long time to put out there. And I wanted to make it a special episode. I don't have any guests with me today. But basically, we just finished off the holidays. 2018 came to an end. And now we're in 2019. Another year's rolled up. And you know how it is every year. People make wishes of goal setting as the year ends and you're into the new year. But I'd like to know, how many people out there actually make those goals, a list of goals to attain into the next 12 months, and actually try to review them, not at the end of the year, but put themselves a little review along the way during the year, and possibly, just maybe possibly, make some adjustments to those goals. So with that, you know, for me personally, the end of every year is a very emotional time of year for me because I reflect back and think about the previous years and my challenges. And trust me, I've had my share of challenges in this journey we call life. But one thing you need to remember, no matter what your challenge is today, you will overcome it. And the reason I'm telling you this, challenges, just like the days on a calendar, the hours on a clock, will come and go. It's all within yourself, in your mind, in your heart. You have to believe in yourself before you believe in anything else. The minute you open up that belief in yourself, trust me, folks, the sky's the limit. And yes, there always, always will be challenges. Some challenges a little easier and other challenges extremely hard. You may win some and you may lose some. But one thing you need to remember, on the ones where you feel you lost, learn something from them. Learn something from all your losses and try not to have the same loss again. That's part of life, the learning process. Nobody's perfect. If you meet somebody, whether it's at work, down the street, in the subway, and that individual tells you they're perfect, I go on record. They're lying. And they're probably lying because they want to pitch you something. Nobody's perfect. Okay? Don't get fooled. Nobody is perfect. There is always, always room for improvement. But you need to look at yourself before you do anything in that mirror and have a good stare down on yourself in that mirror and say to yourself, is everything good? Or are you lying to yourself? You need to open up. And sometimes opening up is a very hard thing to do. You know, a lot of this has to do with our upbringing, how we were raised by our parents, how we were treated by friends, classmates. And lately there's been a lot of topic about bullying. Well, I'll tell you what. I grew up in the late 60s, went to elementary and high school in the 70s, and I can tell you right there and then, there was bullying back then, and there is definitely bullying today. The thing is, back then, you wouldn't hear it as often because why? There was no social media available to us. You either read something in the paper, and trust me, I don't recall ever reading anything in the newspaper about bullying. But like I mentioned earlier, social media, just like I'm doing right now, I'm putting out a podcast. 30 years ago, 20 years ago, I would not be able to do this. The social media can be used in a positive way and a negative way. But you have to be the judge of that. You have to analyze what you're looking at, what you're listening to, and you have to decide, is it good or bad? In the world of sales, what I like to refer to is influencers. Just like in real life, you will always be surrounded by various influencers. It's very important to remember, there are good influencers and bad. So always, always think about you first. And what is that individual trying to sell me or trying to pitch me? And once you understand that, you'll have a better grip of how you deal with the people around you. I'm a true believer. When I started my career sales in my getting a little late here, folks. When I started in sales, one thing I learned at a very, very, very early part of my career is I would never, ever try to take on a position, a job that would require selling to family members. That was my rule number one. And trust me, I had gone into a couple of interviews and I just walked out. Because to sell, my challenge was to find new people, new technology, new ideas. And as long as I believe, now here's key, folks, you need to believe in what you're selling. If you don't believe in what you're selling, look yourself back in the mirror. You know, it's a pretty big mirror. Just look at yourself. Guess what? You're lying to yourself. So you're doing something short-term for monetary gain. But I'll tell you what, folks. It's going to come back to bite you in your ass. And that's the things you want to avoid. You want to have a stress-free lifestyle. But it seems today's generation and everybody is suckered in by a society that needs to have, okay? We don't need all this stuff, but we want want it. We desire it. You know why? Because the folks that have gone into marketing, I'll be honest with you, have done a phenomenal job over the last 20, 30 years in marketing. And it's such a phenomenal job, they've actually created a generation that is just consuming. Ask yourself, how much do you have in savings in case something went wrong tomorrow? Just think about that, folks. And then we can have another episode on Legris Live, Uncut, Uncensored, with maybe possibly some guests to discuss that in more detail. You see, the reason I put this podcast together is I wanted to be able to reach out to people worldwide, share my views, share my thoughts. But these thoughts and views have not just developed. For the last 40 plus years, I learned the hard way. And I learned the hard way because maybe I didn't have a mentor, but I did have heroes, which were my parents. And yes, they were also mentors. At the time, I never shared that with them. Unfortunately, both of them have passed. When my mom passed, I was fortunate enough to be by her side. And that meant a lot to me. And that's another episode. With my dad passing about a year ago, I just got the chance to talk to him on the phone. I wasn't there because he was on the other side. He was in Greece and I was in Canada. And to this day, the passing of both my parents has left me thinking, what is life all about? Why are we brought into this world? What is expected of us? What do we want to accomplish? What do we want to do before our time comes to pass? So think about it when you're looking yourself in the mirror and reflect back, just like I've been doing, trying to put my book together from day one, and reflect back on your life. But remember one thing, nobody's perfect, including myself. But the minute you open up to yourself, trust me, you'll have a completely different view on the world, about your life, where you are, and where you want to go. I met a lot of people over my lifespan, and both in my personal life and my career. And it's funny because I had the pleasure of working with a colleague of mine a couple years back. Gentleman's great, great sales guy, top sales guy. Gentleman's name is Charles Smith, phenomenal guy. And I had the pleasure on a couple occasions to travel with him to a couple of customers and some high-profile business meetings. And coming out of one of the meetings, it's interesting. He says to me, "Hey, Bill, you're a great example of a chameleon." I kind of stepped back. I said, "Chameleon? It's a little..." He says, "No. You know why you're a great example? Just like a chameleon does. You are able to adjust and adapt to the environment around you. And you always come out with a win." So I turned around and said to him, I never always came out with a win. But, yes, you need to mirror who you're with. Now, I'm not talking about a mirror where you overkill and the individual thinks you're making fun of them. But you need to have that comfort zone between you and the person you're dealing with. And it has to be sincere. If it's made up or, you know, it comes out that way, then you're just an actor. And you may not get the Academy Award. But if you're sincere and it comes within, it will resonate with the other individual. So where you are today, Where do you want to go? Remember, life has always been challenging. You come into this world with nothing. Okay, everybody comes into this world with nothing. You're naked. But what happens once you're in this world? Nourishment from loved ones that raise you, care for you, guide you. And yes, even during the rebellious years of teenage years, which I went through myself and everybody else has, we are very rebellious. But then, just like everything else, time, days pass, months pass. And one day you wake up and you find yourself mid-50s. And that's where you realize, where were you? Where are you today? And where do you want to go? You see, life, like I said earlier, has its challenges. You'll have your ups, your downs. And it's never easy. But you can tackle those challenges one day at a time. And, you know, there could be obstacles today, but they will be gone tomorrow. Trust me, they will be gone tomorrow. The important thing you need to remember is you got to be 6 feet, not under the ground, but your feet on the ground. All right? As long as you're alive, walking, regardless where you're at today, tomorrow will come. And regardless how dark it is, or maybe, trust me, the light will shine again. So never, ever give up. And this is a lesson I learned from both my parents. And trust me, they came to Canada after World War II from Greece with nothing left in their village. And they came here with just a suitcase of not even clothes for a week. And during that span of time, they never gave up. They had a lot of hard challenges, a lot of tough times, but they did it. They didn't become millionaires, but it's not a lot about becoming a millionaire. You know, it's life is more than just money. Really, what life should be about is love. If you have no love in your life, you may have all the money in the world. You may have all the airplanes. You may be working endless hours, making millions. But the day will come where you will be 6 feet under. And you're not going to take anything with you. That's a guarantee. You come into this world with nothing. Whatever you made in this world gets left behind. And you leave this world with nothing. So just think about that. And again, maybe it helps going in front of a mirror. And I keep referring to that mirror because that mirror, really, when you look into that mirror, it's really a reflection on you and your life and nobody else. So I wanted to have a deep session on life. And like I said, I've been very, very busy. Putting together a book is not an easy task. You need a lot of alone time because you can't have interruptions. You got to be in the mindset, and putting it down on paper and words is very, sometimes very challenging because it's not like when you're talking, but you need to put down the correct words to grab the reader's mindset and attitude. As far as, what are we going to be doing with Legris Live Uncut Uncensored? My game plan was and still is to bring in some special guests from all types of the backgrounds, all different walks of life, sharing their experience in life, whether it be personal life, career life, their challenges, and just sharing that with everybody on this podcast. And hopefully, just hopefully, even if one person changed their way of life, their way of where they were and where they are into maybe a bigger positive aspect of their life, I think I have accomplished it. And I'm not talking about millions. I'm looking at one person at a time. And on that note, I want you folks to have a safe week. Enjoy your day. But remember about that mirror. Remember your goals. And it's okay to adjust goals. Because just like in the journey of life, there will always be a fork in the road. And depending which side you go, will have an impact one way or another. In my book, I refer to a lot of times revolving doors. Because we have in our lives, without us realizing, every now and then, a revolving door. And it's how you enter that revolving door and where you come out of it, a deciding factor on where your journey continues to go. So, just want to leave everybody with some thoughts. Hopefully, you guys found this a little bit of motivational, inspiring. Leave me a note, a text message, and I'll be happy to hear and reply to your comments. So have yourself a great day, and we'll do it again with episode 3. This is Legris Live, Uncut, Uncensored. You're listening to Legris Live, Uncut, Uncensored.